Captain Coder, The Dark Harvest. Written by Neil L. Rideout. Copyright 2025. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. TFO. Chapter 1. The Honeymoon. It had been 2 weeks since our wedding, and the dust of the whirlwind celebrations was finally settling. In those 14 days, Elizabeth had somehow managed to change our airline tickets and resort reservations twice. The reasons ranged from logistical to sentimental, though she didn't always explain her decisions in full. I didn't mind. If there was one thing I'd learned in our time together, it was that Elizabeth's instincts rarely steered us wrong. Besides, with her mom, dad, and sister staying a full week longer than planned after the wedding, adjustments were inevitable. Their presence was a mix of joy and chaos, the house bustling with laughter, shared meals, and the kind of family conversations that only come when people feel truly at home. Dad decided to accompany Elizabeth's parents back to Newfoundland to ensure everything was running smoothly there. It was a typical move for him, ever the steady hand in uncertain times. Barry, my best friend and our team's unofficial security director, had opted for a few weeks in Utah, catching up with old acquaintances and scouting opportunities for his side projects. Meanwhile, Nick was downstairs in the lab, entirely immersed in his latest obsession. The quantum recompiler hummed day and night, its faint vibrations occasionally detectable through the floorboards. Nick claimed he was on the verge of a breakthrough, though what exactly that meant remained a mystery, even to me. Finally, after much back and forth, Elizabeth and I settled on a concrete departure time. 3 hours from now. It felt almost surreal. For the first time in weeks, there was nothing left to do but count down the minutes until our long-awaited honeymoon began. I sat in my office, meticulously organizing everything we'd need for the trip. A small stack of cash lay neatly beside a collection of credit cards, all verified and ready. My travel folder contained printouts of our updated itinerary, confirmations for the resort, and emergency contacts. I'd even included a handwritten note reminding myself to relax, a small but necessary nudge given my tendency to overthink. The early morning sunlight filtered through the blinds, casting warm patterns on the desk. Upstairs, I could hear Elizabeth humming as she flitted from room to room, likely packing and repacking her suitcase for the third time. Her energy was infectious, pulling me out of my chair and toward the kitchen in search of coffee. As I filled my mug, the sound of footsteps on the stairs caught my attention. I turned to see Elizabeth descending, her movements light and graceful. She wore a peach sundress that seemed to glow in the soft morning light, the fabric swaying gently with each step. Her blonde hair, an untamed cascade of curls, framed her face perfectly. She met my gaze with a radiant smile, and for a moment, I forgot the coffee entirely. "Good morning, sweetheart," I said, unable to hide my grin. "Are you all ready yet?" She tilted her head, her eyes sparkling with mischief.
"Dearest Cornelius, a woman is never ready."
I chuckled, setting my mug down. "Do you have your 15 swimsuits, 12 sundresses, 6 pairs of sunglasses, 4 pairs of sandals, and 108 bottles of sunscreen?" Elizabeth laughed, a melodious sound that filled the kitchen.
"Have you been reading my list again?"
"Yes, sweetheart," I admitted, my tone mock serious. "Your list has been on the dresser since we started this. Should I go upstairs and do an inventory of your suitcases to make sure you've got everything?"
"No, don't worry," she said between giggles. "I've got everything."
"What about your passport?" I asked, raising an eyebrow.
"It's in your desk drawer with yours," she replied, her expression teasing.
"Well, don't let me forget it," I said, feigning concern.
"Not a chance," she teased back, her grin widening.
I handed her a freshly brewed cup of coffee, savoring the simplicity of the moment. "This is going to be so much fun. 2 weeks on the beach, sipping Mai Tais and margaritas, dancing under the stars, and enjoying all-you-can-eat buffets." Elizabeth shook her head, her smile softening.
"I hope that's not all we're going to be doing.